What's up, you beautiful bastards? Hope you have a fantastic Thursday. Welcome back to the Philip DeFranco Show, and let's just jump into it. And the first thing I want to talk about today is the current state of American politics, because in the past 24 hours, we've seen both former Vice President Joe Biden and current President Donald Trump just taking shots at one another. So you may have seen reports that Joe Biden this week, when he was speaking at the University of Miami, said that back in high school, he would have beat the hell out of Donald Trump. And as you'd imagine, if the former Vice President of the United States says something like that, it gains traction pretty fast, and it eventually got in front of Donald Trump, who this morning tweeted, "Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe." My personal feelings about this is right after I saw that tweet from Donald Trump, I thought, yes, 100%. There was a time where I'd go, this is beneath the office of the presidency. This is beneath American politics. Nah, we're in the mud now. We might as well mud wrestle. So Biden and Trump, I don't care that you're both in your 70s, I would pay to watch you guys box. Set it up, make it a pay-per-view. You know those numbers would be the largest pay-per-view numbers in the history of fucking ever. And Trump, if you win, all the money from the pay-per-view goes to pay for your wall. And if you lose, all the money will go to the campaign fund for whoever you have to face in 2020. Boom, let's do it. Also, I want to throw out a side note. Most every place that is covering this story is not including the video of Joe Biden actually saying this. And I went around to find a version where the audio wasn't complete garbage and you could actually get a close-up of his face. And Joe Biden is being very misquoted. Every site I've seen reporting on this story does not include what Joe Biden said right after that remark. But luckily, there is this thing called Google that if you enter in the right words, you can find something. And I found the close-up video with literally no views, which I'm surprised there's not even one, from the Miami hurricane, and here's the full situation.
"When a guy who ended up becoming a national leader said, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it, and then said, I didn't make a mistake, but they asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him." "Well, I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life, a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room."
So the initial context of the situation is him recalling something that he said was a mistake. And then after he says that and everyone claps, he says, "I shouldn't have said that." Granted, Biden still takes shots at anyone who talks like that, saying that they're fat and ugly. But yeah, I just want to get those two things across. One, Biden here was grossly misrepresented by most of the news. And two, I would still like to see both of these men fight. Why not? Let's just embrace the mud. Let's put it to a vote. Would you like to see this or would you not like to see this? Let me know in those comments down below. And actually, since I'm already talking about Trump, a bigger, more important update. Donald Trump's personal lawyer John Dowd, the head of Trump's legal team for the special counsel Mueller investigation, has resigned. Now, as far as why this happened, there have been conflicting reports from sources. There was a source talking to media saying that Dowd was tired of Trump ignoring his advice. Other sources claiming that this more came from the president. A source saying the president was said to be pleased with Mr. Dowd's resignation, as he had grown frustrated with him, particularly over the weekend when Mr. Dowd called on the Justice Department to end the special counsel investigation. But for whatever reason, Trump's main lawyer for the Russian probe is now gone, and we'll see how this changes the situation, if it does at all. But from that, and also before we jump into some of the horrible in the world, I want to share some stuff I love today and today in awesome, brought to you by ShopDeFranco.com. ShopDeFranco, of course, the place if you want to get some DeFranco gear, some of our best-selling designs. Get the shirt you want, get the hoodie you want, maybe slap it on a pillow for your couch that you used to actually use, but now is mainly just a set piece, even though it is incredibly comfortable. Or whatever, I'm just speaking about hypotheticals here. But yeah, if you want to snag any of the awesome gear, it helps support this show, etc., etc. Link down below. And the first bit of awesome, come on, like this is even a surprise. We got a trailer for Deadpool 2, people. Yes, please. One, the first movie was good, and two, ever since waiting, I decided that I would give Ryan Reynolds my money anytime he came out with a movie. That's the situation, that's the deal. I'm ready for Deadpool, Cable, and the X-Force, even if it's derivative. We then got a trailer for the new series Night Flyers, which is gonna be a series on sci-fi. It also appears to be the series adaptation, or I guess really inspired by the novella by George R.R. Martin. We also got the Honest Game trailer for Metal Gear Survive. And if you wanna see the full versions of everything I just shared, the secret link of the day, anything at all, links as always are in the description down below. Then I wanted to talk about that self-driving Uber that hit and killed someone this week. If you hadn't heard, the story came out of Tempe, Arizona. A woman was walking with her bike and she was hit by an Uber that was reportedly in self-driving mode. And this is a big deal on its own because you're talking about someone that died. But it's also a massive deal because this may be the first pedestrian fatality involving a self-driving vehicle. Now, almost immediately after this, Uber announced that the four cities that they're currently testing in, they're stopping. A few other people in the space, like Nutanomy, Toyota, also joining in on this stop. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration are all investigating the situation. Uber is cooperating, and in fact, video of this crash has now been released to show the moments before the crash. They released both the interior and external cameras, and then the video stops. And I will say, after personally seeing that, I don't think I can really blame the automated vehicle. The woman's walking across a two-lane in a dark part of the street with zero reflective clothing, zero reflective things on the bike. I don't think a human could have seen and reacted fast enough. The car obviously didn't. That said, I think there may be a conversation to be had about the attentiveness of the vehicle operator that is supposed to be there for emergency reasons. Information has also now come out about the vehicle operator, many questioning why they were even there in the first place. Reportedly, the operator was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison for attempted armed robbery. Additionally, and more relevant to the situation, there were also driving violations, pleading guilty in the past for driving with a suspended, revoked, or canceled license. Also in 2012, they were cited for failing to produce proof of insurance and driving without a current registration. And after this came out, an Uber spokesperson defended the company, saying the operator passed the background check and is in fact still an employee. And on this specific note, I would say personally, I have less of an issue with the operator's past and more of an issue of them really just not paying attention to the road until just the last second. Most test operators for these self-driving cars are supposed to still have their hands on the wheel, their feet ready. But then still, even with that said, I look back to that external video. I know the vehicle is going around 40 miles per hour, and I really question if anyone could have reacted fast enough. And I understand there are going to be people that still put this on the technology that the car is developed to be better than a human being, but we are talking about a developing technology, and that is why there is a human being still in the car. They are supposed to be the fail-safe because what we are seeing is essentially real-world testing. This is still developing. And so several questions I want to pass along to you with this story. One, do you think that there is any specific person at fault? And if so, who and why? And two, does this make you feel any different as far as where we are with automated vehicles? Do you trust them less or no, this was bound to happen? I'd love to know your feelings on this. And then let's jump to Sacramento to talk about the police shooting of 22-year-old Stephen Clark. There's been a lot of outrage around the shooting because it involves an unarmed black man in his or his grandparents' backyard being shot at 20 times. And I think the best way to talk about this story is to start from the 911 call and the rest of the evidence the police have now released. This including the 911 call, body cam video, and a helicopter video. And so this all starts around 9:18 p.m., March 18th. Police are responding to a call that someone is breaking windows of vehicles in Sacramento, California.
This guy's going down the street breaking windows of cars. He busted both my truck windows out, and he busted these in the people's backyard right now, across the street from my place.
What did he use to break the windows?
I have no idea. I came out, and I heard the noise, and I came outside, and he was standing right along the side of my truck, and I grabbed my ball bat. I was going to, you know what I mean? But I didn't hit him or nothing like that. He's in the backyard right here right now.
What is he, black, white, Hispanic, Asian?
He had a hoodie on. I couldn't tell, man.
What color hoodie?
It's black. He's a black hoodie, and it looks like he has some kind of pants on, but they have like white stripes or white dots on them or something like that. You know what I mean? It's not blue jeans or anything like that. They're like, I don't know. They got different colors on them.
Okay.
What was weird was he was just standing next to the truck right there by my door. And I walked in and said, excuse me, who are you? What are you doing? You know, and then I realized, I looked at his and I saw my window was busted out. And, That's when I went out to reach it off.
Then a Sacramento County Police helicopter arrives. They report seeing someone with a toolbar in a nearby backyard. The deputies in the helicopter report that the person using the toolbar is trying to break a window, which police later identify as a rear sliding door of a neighbor's house. Police also later saying that they found a cinder block and a piece of aluminum next to that door, but neither of those items were identified as a toolbar. The helicopter then sees this man running south, where he jumped a fence, landing in Clark's grandparents' backyard. The helicopter then directs officers to the house. Police enter through the front yard. They then observe him alongside the house, and this happens.
Show me your hands, gun! Show me your hands, gun!
Oh. 5-7 shots fired, 7-8 down.
Show me your hands!
Let's see your hands! 5-7, he's down. No movement. We're gonna need additional units. Come in from the west to east of this yard.
Let's see your hands!
You all right? You hit?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
And what we see there is Clark gets shot at 20 times by the officers, 10 times by each officer. And from the helicopter video, we also learn two things. One, it appears that Clark turned towards police, was approaching them. And two, after initially being shot, we see Clark on the ground crawling on his hands and knees, and then he is shot again. And as far as why the police fired in the first place, the original police department press release said that Clark turned and advanced towards the officers while holding an object, which was extended in front of him. And after the shooting, it turned out that that was an iPhone. There was no firearm collected at the scene. We also also see several other things from the body cam footage after the shooting. About 4 minutes after the shooting, one of the officers involved described what he thought he saw to another officer who had just arrived.
Like this, something in his hands. It looked like a gun from our perspective.
About 5 minutes after the shooting, backup arrives. They approach Clark. One officer offers CPR aid, another putting Clark in handcuffs. But then about a minute later, police continue talking about the incident, and then one asks if they can mute the audio of the body cam. And then the audio goes silent.
Good.
Now, since this shooting, both of the officers have been put on paid administrative leave. As far as the police response to this, Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn said, fearing for their safety, the officers fired their duty weapon, striking the subject multiple times. And it appears that he feels very confident about this since he released these videos sooner than he actually had to. Police training expert Ed Obayashi saying, it looks bad, but the officers are still perceiving a threat. He's not obeying. He's running from them. He suddenly turns. The problem is he's got an object in his hand, which unfortunately, even during daylight, could easily be considered a gun. Then, of course, we had family and community reaction. Clark's grandmother, Sakita Thompson, disputing the police department's version of events, saying that she believes it was another suspect that was smashing windows and that Clark was just in the backyard at the wrong time. We also had his aunt, Sequoia Durham, saying, as soon as they did the command, they started shooting. They said, put your hands up, gun, and then they let loose on my nephew. They didn't give him a chance to put his hands up or anything. And then when they shot him down, they knew they messed up. Les Simmons, a pastor and social activist in Sacramento, saying he believed that this was a lack of proper training to handle a situation like this, adding, even if he did what they say was done, at the end of the day, it does not justify his life being taken. But then finally, we had the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, released this statement saying, based on the videos alone, I cannot second guess the split second decisions of our officers, and I'm not going to do that. The investigation must be completed. We need more information in addition to the video before we can render any final conclusions. The questions raised by the community and council members are appropriate and must be answered during the investigation. For instance, what are the protocols regarding use of force and for rendering emergency aid during officer-involved shootings? We also had House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tweeting, sickened by the senseless shooting that ended the life of Stephen Clark, his life mattered and he should be alive today. I extend my condolences to his children, family, and friends. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. And so that's where we are with this story as of right now. And I want to pass the question off to you. Do you agree with the mayor or are you agreeing with the family? Was this shooting justified or not based off of what you've seen now? Let me know what you think in those comments down below. And that's where I'm going to end today's show. And remember, if you like this video, you like what I'm trying to do on this channel, hit that like button. If you're new here, hit that subscribe button. Also, if you missed yesterday's Philip DeFranco show, you want to catch up, click or tap right there to watch that. Or if you need something a little bit lighter, you can watch the behind the scenes vlog, click or tap right there to watch that. But that said, of course, as always, my name's Philip DeFranco. You've just been filled in. I love yo faces and I'll see you tomorrow.